Before we get into the stories, I wanted to let you know that I have a true crime channel. So if you're into true crime and you enjoy my narrations, the link is in the description below and in the pinned comment. Enjoy the stories. I had this very odd experience when I was working at Grand Teton National Park. We had this jet black dog that would be seen roaming the park. It wasn't a wolf and it was too big to be a coyote. It almost looked like a cross between the two. I guess it would best be described as an all-black large German Shepherd. Anyway, I was working at the Jackson Lake Lodge during the summer of 2003. At night, when all the guests had gone to bed and it was just me and my coworker cleaning up for the next day, we went outside to smoke a cigarette, and we saw that same black dog that we've seen at least a dozen times before. We watched it for a few minutes as it sniffed around the trash bins, and then it moved along. Never thought anything about it other than the fact that we've seen this stray dog roaming around for quite some time now. I knew it wasn't anyone's pet because I've seen this at least for the last year while I was working there. Anyways, fast forward a few weeks, the same coworker and I are catching a smoke late night again, and we see this same dog limping really badly, and it goes into this set of bushes outside the lodge. It looked really hurt, and it was about 30 or 40 yards away, and my coworker and I cautiously go over to where we saw it go into the bushes, and we call out to it, saying, "Hey buddy, are you okay?" I could hear it whimpering from about 20 yards away. Then as we finally come up to the bushes, there's this naked Native American man lying there in the bushes, and his leg is bleeding profusely. We were both shocked. We asked him if he's okay and what had happened to him. But he just looked at us and he said something that we couldn't understand. I don't think he spoke English. I called 911 for help because we didn't know what to do. I signaled to him in some makeshift sign language for him to just stay there because we're going to go inside and get a blanket and something to help stop the bleeding. My coworker and I run back to the lodge and get a first aid kit and a blanket. And when we come back out, we see that same black dog limping really badly running across the Lake Lodge property. I was so confused on what was going on. When the ambulance showed up, we told him where the man was, but he was nowhere to be found. It was the craziest thing. I became very troubled after all of this, and I started doing a lot of research online to find out if there's any explanation for what had happened. The only thing that logically makes any sense is that this was a skinwalker, some type of shapeshifter that we encountered that night. This happened in 2006 when I was a ranger for the U.S. Forest Service in the Mount Hood National Forest in Oregon. I was on patrol and driving down a dirt road. As I drove down the road, I heard this loud moaning and wailing sound to my right. It sounded like something huge was in pain and calling for help. At first, I thought it might be someone in distress, so I turned off the truck and I listened more carefully. When nothing else happened, I decided that if someone was hurt, they probably would have called for help by now, and it must be an animal of some kind. So, since there was no other sounds for after about 5 minutes, I started up my truck and continued on my patrol. As soon as I got to the next intersection of roads, where there was another ranger station about a half mile away, another call came from the same direction as before. This time it sounded like someone trying to imitate a human scream for help, but it wasn't quite doing it right. Then another call came from farther away in the forest, and this one definitely sounded like an animal in pain or distress. Whatever made that sound had to be massive because its voice carried so far through the forest with such volume. I decided to drive to the other ranger station to see if they heard it too. When I got there, I asked my coworker if he heard anything. He said that he's been inside the whole time, but his dog out back was whining and acting scared. We both went out back to check on his dog, and that's when we both heard it again. A call came from the same direction as I heard it before, and we both listened as it echoed through the forest. It definitely sounded like something huge. After that last call, nothing else happened for about 10 minutes. So I decided to drive in that area looking for whatever made those calls. As soon as I got back to that same dirt road where I originally heard the calls, a few hundred yards down the road, I see this large black figure standing next to the tree line just off the road. I stopped my truck and I watched it for several minutes as it stood there motionless. It was too far away that I couldn't tell if it was standing on two legs or four, but its silhouette against the trees looked very unusual. I decided to drive a little bit closer since I had my pistol with me and my shotgun in the back of the truck. As I got within about 50 yards, it suddenly turned around and began walking away from me into the forest. It walked like a human walks. Its arms swung back and forth as it walked. When it got to an area where there were small trees about 6 or 8 feet tall, it pushed them down as if they were weeds and just kept walking through them. At this point, I decided whatever it wasn't anything good. So after watching this thing walk through these small trees without even slowing down, I drove off in another direction hoping to get a better look at exactly what I had seen. But after driving around for about 20 minutes, I never saw anything else. And no more calls came either. I don't know for sure what that was, but if there is such a thing as a Sasquatch, I believe that was one of them. The power this thing had when it was making those yells and how it just trampled through small trees was incredible. My job as a ranger is to help visitors at the park, and for the most part, people are very nice and act very normal. However, sometimes there are real weirdos that we have to deal with. Just last week, I had a younger couple come to me that they were being followed on one of the trails by some man who appeared to be homeless. He would get really close behind them and start saying things like, "I just want to talk to you." They said they wanted to be left alone, but this man was really persistent. He was also asking where the couple was camping, and if he could join them later for some s'mores by the campfire. He wasn't being physically aggressive, just more of a weird annoyance. I ended up finding the man and told him to leave the couple alone and let them enjoy the park. He seemed to get it, then he apologized to me for causing any issues. Well, later that night, he had followed this couple to their campsite and just shows up at their campfire and sits down and starts asking them a bunch of questions. He also asked if he could come back later to their tent and sleep with them. I was called again by the couple and this time more upset at what this guy was doing. So I went up there to find him still hanging around their campsite, even after being told numerous times to leave them alone. He didn't want to leave the area, so I had to physically get him into my truck and take him back to my office. Our station is a little log cabin that sits just off one of the main trails. As soon as we got inside, I told him that he had to leave the park and not come back. He started asking me why. I just read him a few of our rules that visitors have to follow while in the park, which includes no aggressive behavior or harassment of other guests. He still didn't get it, so I escorted him out of my office and told him he was now trespassing on federal property. He left, but as he did, he said something like, "I'll be back tonight, just wait." Well, luckily for us, his words were empty threats and he never returned again that night or since. Weirdos like this are usually harmless, but sometimes they can be dangerous if not dealt with. I try to be as nice as possible when dealing with these people, but sometimes they just need a good hard lesson. If anyone has any issues like this while visiting the park, don't hesitate to come get a ranger. We'll do what we can to help you out and make sure you have a safe and enjoyable visit at the park. Don't let one bad apple ruin your experience, because for the most part, most people are very friendly and nice. I'm not a ranger, but my brother is, and he told me this story of how he saw something that absolutely terrified him. He was in the backcountry of Yellowstone National Park, and he was hiking with his dog to a cabin that was about 5 miles out. So he was carrying all of his gear, and it took them about 3 hours to get there. Once they got there, the dog remained outside, and he went inside to start a fire. His dog was just outside sniffing around. It was just starting to get dark, so he turned on his headlamp to light up what he was doing. After about 20 minutes of working on the fire, his dog started growling outside. He looked over where the dog was at and saw something standing behind a tree, maybe 40 or 50 yards away. He didn't know what it was, so he shined his light on it, but as soon as he did, the thing ran off, and he could hear it running through the forest. He was concerned that it might be a bear or a wolf, so he grabbed his dog and went inside the cabin. About an hour and a half later, it was pitch black outside, and his dog, who was usually a very calm dog, started growling again, but this time whimpering at the same time. He looked out his window, and about 30 yards away, he saw these two glowing orange eyes that were standing at least 6 to 7 feet off the ground. His first thought that it was a grizzly bear, but the eyes looked really different to him. Something that he's never seen before. He stood there for a minute or two, then he grabbed his high-powered flashlight and aimed it in the direction of where this supposed bear was. What he saw, I still don't know if he's telling the truth, because it sounds like something right out of a Hollywood movie. About 30 yards away is this gigantic werewolf creature with a huge dog head standing upright, and it's black as night. He said the eyes looked so weird when he hit him with the flashlight. This thing was pacing back and forth on its hind legs, then hunching over onto all fours. He instantly knew that this wasn't right, and he felt like he was in danger. At the time, he said his dog was whimpering and making all these weird noises that he's never heard before. He reached for his shotgun and opened the door a crack. And as soon as he did, this thing comes bolting towards the door. And as soon as he sticks his shotgun out of the door, it instantly changes directions and heads off in a 90-degree direction off to the right. My brother, now completely confused and panicked, stayed in the cabin that night and didn't sleep much. He ended up cutting his trip short and hiking back the next day with his shotgun in hand the entire time. I worked in search and rescue, and one time we got a call for a missing girl in her 20s. She was camping with her boyfriend at the time, and he returned to the car for something, and when he came back, she was gone. We got the call about 2 hours after she went missing. There were no signs of her leaving. All of her clothes, her backpack, and even her cell phone was still in the tent. We started searching and found nothing. After about 2 hours of searching, we were getting ready to call it off for the night, when we heard some sort of strange noise come from a distance. It was nothing like I've ever heard before. It sounded like a mix between a human scream, a coyote howl, and the sound you hear in old horror movies when something is chasing you and you're running for your life. We couldn't figure out what it was, but we all agreed that whatever it wasn't natural. We called in more search teams, as well as the helicopter with thermal imaging cameras, since it was dark by this time. The helicopter arrived within 20 minutes, and they scanned the area with the cameras, but they didn't see anything. This strange noise was heard again, and this time it was coming from a thick patch of trees near an old abandoned camp about a mile away. We decided to investigate, and as we approached the tree line, I could smell something really foul. It was like nothing I've ever smelled before. It was almost like something rotten mixed with dog poop and ammonia. Whatever it was must have noticed us, because all of a sudden it started running away from us, and we could hear it crashing through the forest as it tried to get away. We searched for that girl for 2 weeks and never found a trace of anything. I later found out that there was another missing person a year before that in the same area. They never found him either. I don't know what it is, but I'm convinced it had something to do with this girl's disappearance and that thing that was making all of those noises in the woods. The craziest thing is that there were no signs or tracks of the missing girl anywhere, It's like someone just picked her up and took her. This took place in the summer of 2019. I was working in the Allegheny National Forest, and I was on patrol towards the end of my shift. I was headed back to our station to wrap things up before I left for the night. I was driving about 35 miles an hour or so on one of our main roads when all of a sudden this deer comes out of nowhere and runs right onto the road. It was coming from my right side and it jetted out so fast that I hit it with my left front headlight. The deer spun around and fell, then got back up and started limping off into the woods. I could tell that it was okay by the way it was running. I got out of my vehicle and checked my front headlight to see what damage was done. The light was smashed, but other than that, there was very little damage. That's when I looked off to my right because I heard something coming through the woods, the same area where this deer ran out from. I heard the sound of branches moving and twigs snapping on the ground. I thought it might be a black bear because we've seen a lot of those lately in this area of the forest. I went into my vehicle and I grabbed my spotlight and I shined it in the direction where I thought the bear was coming from. That's when I saw something that I'll never forget. It wasn't a black bear, however, it was black and about 3 times the size of the biggest black bear that I had ever seen. No wonder this deer came out of nowhere, it was probably running for its life. Staring back at me was this massive creature who stood taller than me. It had these small black eyes and this big head sitting on an oversized pair of shoulders. I heard a car coming from behind me, and this thing turned its head and shoulders all at the same time to look at it. It was a fellow ranger of mine who had been out on patrol. As the other ranger pulls up, I shined the flashlight at this thing in the woods and yelled at him to look at it. That's when it turned around and headed back into the woods. The other ranger got out of his vehicle and he could see it turn away and heard it take off into the woods. We both stood there for quite some time trying to figure out what this thing was. I was supposed to be done with my shift at the time. However, I stayed a few more hours talking to my coworker on what we just saw.